Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for April 22nd to the 28th, 2017. As calls made this week to save the lives of Palestinian political detainees held by Israel, who are on hunger strike, army attacks and solidarity protests leave scores of civilians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Six protesters were injured, many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli troops attack anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
This week, anti-wall and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Belain and Na'ilin, in addition to the village of Kufr Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. The protests this week were in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army. At least 1,500 Palestinian political detainees went on hunger strike on April 17th, protesting ill treatment by their captives. Six youth were hit with rubber-coated steel bullets. Meanwhile, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kufr Kaddoum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. In Belain and Na'ilin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the Israeli wall, separating local farmers from their lands. For IMNC News, this is Ms. Tuttel.
This week, the hunger strike of the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails continue for the 11th day. Calls to the international community are sent to save their lives. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
More than 1,500 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have started a hunger strike on April 17, 2017, setting a list of demands from the Israeli authorities. Among the demands of the hunger-striking prisoners are better medical services and more family visitations, and better transfer vans, in addition to better access to education and ability to sit for exams while in jail, and ending the administrative detention policy. The Coordination Committee of the Activities in Support of the Prisoner Strike, which was dubbed as the Dignity Strike, announced a set of activities in different parts of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, including a general strike on Thursday, where all the shops, schools, universities, and official departments were closed in solidarity with the striking prisoners. As the strike enters its 12th day, several prisoners started facing health issues, among them Marwan Barghouti, who is serving 5 life terms in Israeli jails. Palestinian officials said the health of Barghouti, who has been leading a hunger strike since, is dangerously deteriorating. Media Committee for the Palestinian Prisoner Hunger Strike reportedly said that Barghouti has declined medical treatment. On the other hand, the administration of the Kishon prison, where Barghouti is jailed now, denied their knowledge of any deterioration of Barghouti's health. The Times of Israel online paper reported that prison service spokesman said, quote, "The hunger strike is his choice. If he doesn't feel well, then he can eat," unquote. Such statement comes in line with statement made by Israeli Minister of Defense Avigdor Lieberman last week. Lieberman has called for a policy of non-negotiation with the hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners following the lead of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's policy dealing with Irish Catholic hunger strikers in 1981, who publicly refused to accede to the demands of the IRA hunger strikers, 10 of whom have died in the strike. In its attempt to foil the strike, the Israeli prison service has transferred a number of key figures to other jails. At least 40 Palestinian prisoners were transferred from the Negev area Nafha, Rimon, and Ketziot prisons to the Ohali Kaidar prison in Beersheba Thursday morning. These transfers are meant to reduce the level of coordination among the prisoners in order to bring this strike to a quick end. However, it seems that the strike will continue despite the Israeli government's blind eye. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
This week, dozens of civilians were injured as Israeli troops attacked protests in the West Bank. Meanwhile, army tanks attack areas in Gaza. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
At least 20 Palestinian civilians were injured this week as Israeli troops attacked solidarity protests all over the West Bank. Protests and solidarity tents were organized in all West Bank and Gaza cities in support of the Palestinian political detainees on hunger strike. So far, around 1,500 detainees are ongoing with the hunger strike, which started on April 17th, while waves of detainees are preparing to join. They are demanding basic internationally guaranteed rights that have been continuously and systematically taken away from them by the Israeli army. According to Palestinian medical sources, 3 children were among those injured by the Israeli army attacks on protests. On Friday, 17 Palestinians were injured when clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops in different parts of the West Bank. In Hebron City, southern West Bank, Israeli troops fired tear gas and sound bombs at Hebron City Hospital, causing damage. On Tuesday of this week, Israeli soldiers shot and seriously injured a Palestinian teenager from the northern West Bank governorate of Nablus, after he reportedly attempted to stab soldiers near a military base close to Huwara Junction. On Thursday morning, Israeli bulldozers destroyed all pipelines supplying water to Bardala village in the Jordan Valley, leaving 3,500 villagers without water. The pipelines were destroyed under the accusation that they were being used to steal water with the intention of using it for growing agriculture. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 54 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained 47 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. In Gaza this week, Israeli soldiers fired Thursday 2 artillery shells into a site run by the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas in Deir el-Balah in central Gaza. The shells caused some property damage without leading to any casualties, media sources in Gaza said. Earlier in the week, Israeli Navy forces opened fire at the Palestinian fishing boats sailing within 3 nautical miles west of Beit Lahia shore, north of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. A similar attack was reported in the same area on Wednesday. Neither casualties nor damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 22nd to the 28th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Saad Naji and me, Ghassan Bannoura.